Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Business Upside podcast. Today, I will be speaking about how to supercharge your team's performance. This is Professor Alex Chakrabarty and I am a professor with more than 20 years experience in the field of computer sciences, entrepreneurship, business management, and my students, more than 20,000 students, alumni, are spread over different parts of the world, in the US, in Canada, in Australia, in UK, in India, in Germany, all over the world. So when I speak on my podcast, I speak from my own experience running companies in Singapore, UK, Australia, US and Canada and India, as well as experiences of my students running companies all over the world and also working as corporates in Fortune 500 companies all over the world. So today's topic is how to supercharge your team's performance. Okay, now if you think about it, it's all about behavioral psychology. Okay, it's all about human psychology. You know, when you motivate a young kid or when you motivate your team member or you motivate your family members, how do you do that? Okay, so the easiest way to motivate any person is to give appreciation, recognition, track progress, as well as give ownership and give value to that person's ideas and thoughts. And if there is any ideas and thoughts that are innovative, give them the freedom to execute their own innovative project, innovative thought, or innovative idea. There is nothing that motivates a person more than giving the freedom and giving the appreciation and the recognition that he or she deserves. Okay. Now, I will talk about some experiences and, you know, the fact that we try to change people in the wrong ways. Human beings are resistant to change. Okay, we make changes in our lives, we make changes in our jobs, we change our investment portfolios, and some of us even change the life partners. We change careers, we change hobbies, we do a lot of stuff. But in general, human beings are always resistant to change. Okay, and if you are forcefully try to change any person, they will not let you because they will resist any change as it reflects their loss of autonomy. Okay, as a result, they push back. However, as a leader, how do you deal with change? How do you make the, you know, team members adopt change without being the bad guy? As a leader myself, I do not like to put extra pressure on my team members. Rather, I try to lead by example and I try to convince them. I've seen leading by example is the easiest way to motivate a team. If I work the hardest as a leader, definitely my team members will try to work at least, quite close to, they'll put in quite close to my work. Okay. Now, if I change, if I adopt change, if I work hard, if I learn something new as a leader, my team members will definitely, you know, be inspired and motivated and learn more. If they are recognized, they're appreciated, and they're given the freedom, their ideas are valued, their opinions are valued. That value is very important for the respect in the as a human being. Okay. Now, in my opinion, to develop as a leader, the most important skill you need to have is an open mind. With proper motivation and strategy, you can get the best value out of your team. Okay. Now, let me give you an example of the CEO of Allianz Global Distributors, Mr. Brian Gaffney. You know, they were losing tens of millions of dollars. You know, I think they lost $130 to $140 million. And then in a few years, he turned it around to $30 million profit. How did he do it? Did he fire everyone and hire a bunch of new people? No. He used the same people who were losing hundreds of millions of dollars and to turn it around to 30 million profit. How did he do it? He had all members on board. He gave them the freedom. He explained to them. And another very important thing is frequency. Frequency of motivation, appreciation is very important. Frequency of tracking progress is very important. It is, you know, of course, one has to be very careful that one is not micromanaging. However, to keep an eye out for the metrics, the numbers that, you know, are reflective of productivity, efficiency, of sales, of revenues. Those are very, very important. Now, true leaders help change the people they are working with so that they are aligned, connected, committed, and driving towards a common goal. That's what leaders do. They help bring out the best in people. And it is very important to convince everybody of the vision and mission of the company. What is the bigger vision that, you know, people are working towards? And what are the projects and the missions which are helping to realize those bigger visions? The bigger visions are sort of a calling, sort of a, you know, like working towards the environment, working for humanity, help millions of people changing their lives for the betterment. You know, all these are the bigger visions, and the smaller projects are the missions to realize the bigger vision. Okay. The easiest example to see all these things is in sports. At a lot of time, we see the same basketball or baseball team could not put together a winning season previous year, but maybe a new coach came in or a new strategy was implemented and they got motivated and focused on the same vision and they backed away the league trophy. You know, one of the very important things in leading a team is to place the right person in the right place. For example, if you let an expert computer programmer, if you put him into sales, you'll get bad results. A person who is a very good people's person, if you let him do mediocre programming, right? That's a loss of your team member's talent, because a people's person should be kept in sales or maybe in marketing. And a person who's very sharp in programming should be kept in programming, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, there are four things that people need to change, which is ownership, number one. Number two is the emotional courage. Number three is the independent capability. And number four is the resilience. Now, what does ownership mean? Ownership means to give the freedom of a person's job. Give a certain job target and a certain basic guidelines and let that person come up with their own idea how to implement it within the right time and the right quality. Okay, give them, do not micromanage them, but give them the freedom to and the ownership to implement the project. Okay, second point again is emotional courage. What is emotional courage? Give the team members a chance to, you know, generate ideas. They should have the freedom. And they should not be rebuked. You know, if you need to have a hard conversation, be ready to feel their anger or passive aggressiveness, but give them the emotional courage to implement their own point of view, their own way of doing things, okay? And see the results. You will be surprised. The next part is the courage. And then, you know, the courage of the team members is very, very important. The courage to make mistakes and move on. Mistakes should be seen as a learning opportunity. Failures should be seen as a learning opportunity. I'm sure you have heard of the, you know, phrase, fail quickly, fail often. Okay. So if you have a culture in your organization where failure is looked upon as a learning step, people are encouraged to move on with the learning, that's the right approach. Instead, you know, if you rebuke, if you constantly, you know, criticize, that's a very, very bad approach. And the fourth point is resilience. Now, what is resilience? Resilience is, you know, how does the company's culture, how does the work culture, how does the way of doing things stand in the face of change? How does it stand in the way of criticism? How does it stand in the way of erroneous employees, erroneous some, you know, leadership, middle leadership? The company culture, the company hard work, the strategy should be resilient, should be answerable to different criticism, to different leadership styles. Okay, so that is very, very important to have a very good resilient team, resilient force that will, you know, rise above the criticism, because criticism, both internal and external, are inevitable. That's the human nature. But to rise above it is, you know, needs the resilience built into the team so that they are convinced what they are doing is the right thing. If not, they should change what they're doing and make it the right thing. Okay. Now, one of the first questions I always ask when I supervise someone is, when somebody comes to me and says, I am struggling with this or this is a problem, I say, what is the objective? What is the outcome you want? Okay, what's going on? So what is very important is to see the objective. When you see the objective, the path becomes clear. I know it is common sense, but unfortunately, common sense is the most uncommon thing. Okay, so most people are working, struggling towards a problem, but they don't want to see the objective. Sometimes when they see the target, the objective, maybe they can try a different path. It is as simple as that. If they try a different path, most of the times it solves the problem and they reach the target. But they try to go on the same path and without, you know, understanding what the ultimate objective is, and they get stuck. Okay. So these, you see, are the very, very important points. I think I made it very clear, and I hope this podcast was very useful to the practitioners, to the entrepreneurs, to the students to learn more. Now it's time to draw the curtains on today's podcast. I'll be back next time with another interesting episode of the podcast. Stay tuned. Bye for now.